We have almost 1,000 farmers we want to distribute to. So we have to plan a strategy how to send some to Bambwe area and how other people will come and pick it up. Everything is under control. It's just how to distribute it and how the farmers will come for it. That's what we are doing now.
Can you tell us what support the district assembly is giving to farmers?
Yes, big support. What we are trying to do now is we have actually planted at a village in Sonyo, and we have done our own work. We actually fenced the place locally. We had local canopies to get the cashew and the shades. And then with the help of Gisop, the women in that village got jobs to do. Everybody got a job to do. So it has not been like a play thing. It has been a serious thing. We planted 80,000 seedlings and we want to give to 1,000 farmers. This year, 1,000 farmers. Next year, we'll do another 1,000. So we are doing our best here. It's not a joke.
We also know that you have to plant. After planting, there are cultural practices. We have support mechanisms that the system usually gives to new farmers. Can you share with us what you intend doing after you have even shared the system with farmers?
The support will be that we'll be monitoring what is happening with the farms, where we will supply the cashew. We're giving them the necessary support that they want. If there's anything we decide or whatever, show them how to make fire belts around their farms, how to peg the farms and don't crowd the cashew together. In fact, we have got our boys on the ground to go to the farms and have a look. If you have not prepared your farm, it will be difficult for us to come and dump you with a cashew. You prepare your farm and then you peg it in the way that we will show you, and then we'll give you the cashew, and then we'll still give you the support all year round. So it is going to be support and training throughout.
District Chief Executive of Bole District Assembly in the Northern Region, Veronica Alele-Hemming.